From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. There is a bit of confusion in official Washington about a garbage landfill in California. It is the Fresno Municipal Sanitary Landfill. It was opened in 1935 and closed in 1987, closed because it was leaking toxic chemicals and gas. The landfill became a Superfund site, and Fresno has been spending millions cleaning it up. Yesterday, Interior Secretary Gail Norton declared the landfill to be a National Historic Landmark. That was in the morning. A memo followed saying that further review was necessary, that the National Park Service was unaware of the site's Superfund status. Martin Melosi is the author of the book Garbage in the City. He was among those who recommended the Fresno landfill be placed on the landmark list.
We're looking for sites that provided insight about sanitation practices in the United States. And this seems a little odd, I suppose, but in trying to broaden the definition of what is historically significant in the 20th century, we thought this general area was one worth exploring.
And you and your colleagues, of course, knew that it was a Superfund site.
Yes.
Right. Tell us what the site looks like today. What is the status of it?
It's not terribly distinguished. It looks like a lot of landfills that have been retired. Really a rather large mound covered with dirt and a little bit of greenery, maybe a few blocks long. As a structure itself, it really is not very imposing. The more interesting aspects of the site are what's underground, that is the burial trenches.
Why do you think it should indeed be a National Historic Landmark?
This was the first major sanitary landfill in the United States, developed in the 1930s by the Public Works Director, Gene Van Sant. And it was an attempt to find a way to dispose of primarily municipal household waste in a sanitary fashion.
What would have been the alternative back then? What was going on?
Well, there were a lot of different things that were done, simply just dumping waste on land, kind of burning it openly, throwing it into water courses. But with the development of this particular kind of disposal site, built through a series of trenches and then filled with waste and covered with dirt and filled with waste and covered with dirt in a systematic way. And this technique really became the archetype for what was done all over the United States until quite recently. The sanitary landfill was the primary means of disposal in the United States.
Now, do you still think, given what's going on here with the Park Service, that the Fresno site should be a National Historic Landmark? Gail Norton, the Interior Secretary, said, "These special sites underscore our heritage and tell stories of a period and events in our history."
Yes, I really do think it should be designated as a historic landmark. This process is one that is not simply a process of celebration of particular sites, but it is a process that identifies things that are historically significant in our history. And some of these things are not necessarily pleasant, but at the same time, sites of this type tell us a great deal of the kind of issues and concerns and problems that we faced in the 20th century in dealing with a society that produced a great amount of waste material and had to find ways to contend with it.
Professor Melosi, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Martin Melosi, he teaches history at the University of Houston.